Dono on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, good Friday, everyone. It is Dom time, and there are any number of things. It's hard to know even what to lead off with today. I'll tell you one local story I'm interested in a little bit later on. Dan and I have had a lot of conversations about, would you put a marijuana facility in your town? Well, Morristown is voting on it now.
Sure, why not?
That's what you said then. I don't know. I think it's going to be a close vote over in Morristown.
These business fronts are cleaner than most business fronts out there at this point.
There's still a downside to this. That's why it's a headline story. If it weren't, it wouldn't be a headline story.
Not creating a red light district or anything. Like.
Okay, well, it's mainly only, you know, many more places have not gone for it in New Jersey than I thought. It's mainly AC and Camden. And a scatter of things. So we'll zone in on
Runnymede,
that.
Runnymede, Belmar.
They've done it?
Yeah.
Well, Belmar, I know.
Uh-huh.
That's no surprise, given the demographics and everything.
Runnymede's doing their second one soon.
Runnymede has one?
Yeah.
Well, that's a little bit surprising. Two. Okay. All right. That's coming up. But I'm going to lead with Liz Cheney.
I don't know, though. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. We'll get a list. I want to live with Liz Cheney because what happened yesterday with Liz Cheney, I'm looking at Swalwell and Matthew Dowd and people like that. They are amazing in their praise of Liz Cheney, of course. Even though Liz Cheney, 5 minutes before this, was one of the most virulent going after Kamala Harris. So now, though, Liz Cheney yesterday, full-throated endorsement where the Republican Party was started. And you know about Dick Cheney, 5 deferments, I guess it was, with Vietnam. Yeah, with Vietnam. I've had the Cheneys on over the years, even sometimes in person, all that type of stuff. But they've always been the establishment. And they underline, Liz Cheney, what this is about. It's the establishment versus Trump, but it's more than that. What they underline, their solution is so that they feel good about the, quote, republic, these unending wars. Dick Cheney and Liz Cheney is even as bad or worse. And the biggest legacy that Donald Trump is going to have, I know Supreme Court, I know the style, I know any number of things. It's subtle at this point because people now accept it. But I remember back in 2016, when he started to talk about some of the follies of the Iraq War, the biggest legacy is that the Republican Party, at least under Trump, and who knows into the future, if it's J.D. Vance, somebody like that, not going to get involved in these unending wars. And that's exactly what the Cheneys of the world want to do. And I'm not even saying it's because of the profiteering with the industrial complex and all that. It's their mentality. That's what they feel good about. That's America in the world. And who dies, though? Not anybody connected to the Cheneys or the so-called elites or anything else. We know who dies in these fiascos. That's what it's about. And that's Trump's biggest legacy. I've been saying that forever. Never forget that. All right, that's one thing. Our buddy Meg Brock, we're kind of loaded up today, but I think we'll get her on a Monday. Has an exclusive, remember Meg Brock, person of the year a couple of years back in Bucks County? I believe she's moved, but she's working with the Daily Caller. And this is an exclusive through a Freedom of Information Act. Meg Brock reports in the Daily Caller that Josh Shapiro used tax dollar funds, public funds, to train dozens of overwhelmingly liberal social media influencers on how they can get their audience to vote in the 2024 election through a records request. Shapiro directed the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to pay thousands of dollars to host a day-long democracy summer camp, I think it was at the Franklin Institute, on July 25th to instruct people with large social media followings how to target their audiences to vote and how to identify misinformation on the internet. She got a list of 43 influencers the governor's office invited to attend the publicly funded training, and upon review, none of the influencers favored Republicans, and roughly 70% had an explicitly liberal social media presence. The rest who attended had apolitical accounts, but were from demographics that overwhelmingly favor the Democrat Party, like college students and African Americans. All right, so we're going to see where this goes now. Is the media going to report this? This is just out last night, I think. And our own Megan Brock, through Freedom of Information Act, being the one to talk about this. And as soon as you hear the word misinformation, and this guy, Josh Shapiro, again, now his argument's going to be, well, I just want to get people to vote. No, no, you don't. This is what we're up against here in Pennsylvania. And this weekend is going to be an incredible rally in Butler. I saw today on several channels stories of rally goers the first time when Trump was shot, who are going back and talked about the trauma they experienced through that and how they're hoping this puts it to rest. Elon Musk is going to be there. And we had a lot of commentary. Let me see if I can find this one. Yeah, this was on MSNBC with Stephanie Ruhle. Stephanie Ruhle claims that Elon Musk is supporting Trump to control AI regulation. She was on with Walter Isaacson, who writes all the big biographies. And he said, no, Elon Musk believes in what Trump is doing. So Elon Musk is going to be at the rally, is going to speak, which is pretty rare. This is cut 21. Here's Stephanie Ruhle.
I definitely don't think he wants a job in the Trump administration. But I think someone who has extraordinary power like Elon Musk does, wouldn't it be incredible to have a bat phone into the White House to get whatever you want of regulation? Right? The most important thing that's going to happen in the next 5 years is AI regulation. Yep. And Elon Musk has a huge interest in that. And wouldn't it be amazing to have a lot of control over a president during that time?
And no regulation.
All right, so there you go. That's what their takeaway will be from this rally. We'll talk with Scott Presler about it a little bit later on, because Scott and Linda Kearns are the people that got the State Department of Pennsylvania to say, no, we're not going to do the web maintenance during the Trump rally. We'll wait till after that's over. Because I think a lot of people are going to be there, and you'd be surprised how many are not registered to vote that will be signed up. There could be 25,000, 50,000, who knows, or more people showing up in Butler. It is iconic, going back to the scene of the attempted assassination. Now, something else happened yesterday. The International Firefighters did not endorse Kamala Harris. Now, this goes back, just like the Teamsters, about 40 years. And the tell of what's happening here is that they solicited from their members what the members thought. And what they got back led their board to say non-endorsement. Now, you think firefighters, you think, well, they endorse just like the cops do, right? Now, their history is much more like the typical unions. They couldn't get enough of Joe Biden. So this non-endorsement of the firefighters, and I know people say, well, why don't they just endorse Trump then? They can't politically. I mean, that's political suicide for the Teamsters, for this group, because of how they're aligned. But they're telling America something. It's not just a rejection of Harris. It's that Trump has broken through. Who knows on exactly what issues, but on the whole deal, he has broken through here with unions, you know, other than the radical Service Employees Union, that type. I mean, nobody has a shot with them. They're solidly in the progressive camp. But other than that, we're seeing this breakthrough. We're seeing it with all kinds of people, Latinos particularly. Now all we have to do is get across the finish line with enough people in the suburbs, and this is going to be a win. By the way, CNN, in their poll of polls, meaning taking all these polls, yesterday, they gave President Trump a 70% chance of winning, the presidency. And that's CNN. Now, these things change day to day or week to week. But at this point in time, it's pretty clear where they think this is going. And I think one of the biggest things that's going to happen now, North Carolina, you got to think, is going to be Trump territory with only one problem. The areas that are hard hit are Trump country, as far as people actually being able to vote somewhere and or, you know, mail-in ballots or stuff of that nature. It's all up in the air. But still, in the end, I will be shocked if we're here on election night and Trump doesn't carry North Carolina by more than a point. I'll also be really surprised if he doesn't carry Georgia. Now, Trump is stumping in Georgia today with Governor Kemp. And I know the antagonism toward Kemp. Here's why this is important, though. Really important. In person, he's there with Kemp. Kemp has an unbelievable machine to get out the vote, to get out Republican voters in Georgia. Kemp there with him doing this. You can't get enough of it. And Georgia has put in really good election reform. Remember that? Major League Baseball wouldn't play there because of some of the reforms, right? So I think Georgia looks awfully good. Wisconsin, Michigan, I'm never really counting on them. And you know what that leads to. It all comes back to right here where we are in Pennsylvania. And that's where we're going to be 30 days or so from now. And it'll probably take 2 or 3 days, given the nonsense that goes on. But it's all coming down to Pennsylvania in the end. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you need do is just push #1210. Now, side question today. After the show yesterday, we meet Henry, Dan, and I. And we're talking about, I brought it up, these insufferable Mets fans. And we decided, even if they lose, we're going to do the side question around them. And I have a question about tomorrow's game. But we want to know today, someone or something that has earned its reputation. Now, maybe it's a really good reputation, but mainly we're tending toward the negative, more entertaining maybe. Mets fans are insufferable. I mean, I've been there with Yankees fans. Yeah, they're in New York and all that. And I'm more basketball than the other sports. So, I mean, I was just torn with the Sixers, and particularly hearing the Knicks fans there at Wells Fargo. It was brutal. It sounded like they had 10,000 people there. I would put it at half. Last year in the Sixers, really dramatic playoff, were Knicks fans. What's the over and under going to be tomorrow? Now, we hear a lot of people saying they wouldn't dare sell their tickets. Henry tells me about some guy who claims if you sell it to him, he'll make sure it's a Phillies fan, or at least not a Mets fan there. I've heard all kinds of numbers. Even if there's only 5,000 of them, though, you're going to have to keep up continuous noise throughout. They're obnoxious enough.
To say the least.
Yeah. I mean, I think the Mets fans deserve to be in a stadium with Eagles fans. I'm sure you get my point, because the Phillies fans are more family-oriented. You know, there still could be brawls and all that. But you put the Mets fans in an Eagles game. Let's say they were cheering for a New York team. That would not be good for them.
No.
That's the level that they're at. So hit us with somebody or something that deserves the reputation. Now, Dan had a great one. I'm going to say New Yorkers. They deserve it up and down the line. But these are maybe the top 5% of obnoxious New Yorkers. It's just obnoxious, aggressive, just blowhards at the extreme. I'm going to say chain pizza deserves its reputation as horrible. And the Philadelphia Parking Authority, we haven't attacked them recently. They certainly deserve it as predatory. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, so I'll stick with fandom here for a second.
Okay.
I'll go with Dallas Cowboys fans.
Every year
is their year. It's our year, baby.
Yep.
And yet, every year, it's not their year. And Jerry Jones.
Oh, yeah, man, deserves it. Yeah.
He deserves everything. And then going back to New York, I will go with someone that deserves the reputation they have are the mascots that ask for pictures in Times Square.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Well, if you take a picture with them,
yeah,
they will like hassle you for money.
Oh yeah,
they just want money. That's all it is, and they will practically almost like assault you if you don't give them money for taking a picture with them.
How about
whether
the
it's
women,
Elmo or Captain America?
How about the women that are only painted, not exactly?
Oh
clothed.
Yeah, them, yes. The naked, yeah, cowboy, the, all of those.
Naked
guys.
Cowboy's fine. I think.
Yeah.
I think he's kind of cool. I don't see any problem with him. Okay. All right, so that's the side question today. 855-839-1210. You can get on board. Jump in. And we got Bruce Springsteen, his endorsement. And I'll tell you something in there that's particularly obnoxious. How is this guy? I mean, how much, if you are a Springsteen fan, but you're a conservative, how great is he that you're willing to put, isn't there a limit when this guy's this political to saying, well, I just love what he does? For me, more than Dan, I'm glad Dan's in with Dawn right now doing something. The problem is this guy's fraudulent in that he's a fake farmer, he's a billionaire, and he's still beating the same kind of drum of that nonsense. In other words, he's the elite. And he's telling us he's not. He bonds with all this stuff. So the magic of Springsteen's world is fraudulent. What else is it that's so appealing then that you're willing to put up with this stuff? Henry, are you a Springsteen fan?
Not really.
No. Okay.
My parents are huge Springsteen fans. But
and what is the allure?
Just that he puts on a fantastic show.
Well,
I mean, you can't deny that. And they like to go to like a concert at least once a year.
Okay.
You just see him rip, and they always come home like flabbergasted that he can still do that.
Yeah, and I place a lot on effort. I'm a big effort guy. But, you know, is that enough given the stuff that he's singing about is fraudulent now?
I think they can separate the art from the artist. I think.
Okay.
That's just one of those things. Like, if you can't do that for him, then so be it.
Well, I can separate the art from the artist, but I don't see the art here other than the physicality of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think he's undercut the whole thing that was about him, and I can't get past that.
It's like they say in The Dark Knight, either die a villain or die a hero and live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it's like Stern. Well, you know, it takes me back to the day and all, but look at what you have to put up with here. All right, 855-839-1210, you get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you have to do is just push #1210 and you get on board. The Liz Cheney endorsement, the gushing today is unbelievable. In my view, they really are traitors. I mean, they can't possibly stand with Kamala Harris. And the gripe they have with Trump, not that he's going to take away democracy. Isn't that what Dick Cheney was charged with? All of his Machiavellian ways? Wasn't he charged with that? That he was actually running the Bush administration? No. They want unending wars. They want to use that. They think that's America's role in the world. And the problem with that is that young Americans die. That's a big problem. 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right, so we have a Republican congressman in a blackface incident. I'll play you. He went into the lion's den. He went on to CNN. Mike Lawler, who's a thoughtful guy, I like him, from New York. Here's why it's important. All right. It's important because it's going to be razor thin for Republicans to maintain control of the House. And we want all three so we can roll in a second Trump turn. So Trump looking better, Democrats on the ropes. When it comes to the Senate, I don't think they can pull it out. I think Republicans will have a majority, maybe a one, maybe a two. And then there's the House. Could they lose the House? Potentially. So the New York Times outs this Lawler, this representative from, not sure if it's Long Island or not, but outside New York City, because when he was 20, he's such a fan, apparently, of Michael Jackson. He dressed up as Jackson, and including bronzer. But he's got a giant thing of Jackson in his office. A giant, he went to Michael Jackson's trial and got thrown out because he was so pro-Michael Jackson. And he's making the point, that's a lot different than someone using blackface like, oh, I don't know, Jimmy Kimmel or Joy Behar to mock people. But now, you know, the blood is in the water. This guy's got to step down, and it would just be a one-off here. Except this could be the seat that determines who controls the House of Representatives. So you can imagine what they're going to do with this. He goes on with Caitlin Collins last night, and they're talking about this. Why don't I see this cut, Henry? Cut 11. Okay. Here's Mike Lawler and Caitlin Collins.
Congressman Lawler joins me now. And Congressman, thank you for being here tonight. Before we get to anything else, I do first want to just give you a chance to address for our viewers, for your constituents, the choices that you made back when this photo was taken around October 2006.
Well, Caitlin, thanks for having me. You know, yesterday I attended the funeral for the father of a friend. And when we went to the cemetery to bury him, we were approaching, and it turns out his gravestone is going to be right behind my dad's. And on my dad's gravestone, it says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Obviously, I can't change what happened 18 years ago. But I certainly, with wisdom and age, understand that that is not something I would do today. And certainly understand why people would be upset or offended by it. And for that, I'm sorry. But, you know, for me, there was no ill intent. There was no effort to malign or make fun of or disparage Black Americans. It was really an effort to pay homage to somebody who was a musical idol for me. I've always loved Michael Jackson's music and his dance moves and his ability to entertain. Anyone who knows me knows that. And people who come visit my D.C. office can see today of a Andy Warhol painting of Michael Jackson hanging in my office. This was really not, you know, what I think could truly be construed as blackface. But I certainly understand why people would be offended by it. And for that, I'm sorry.
All right. I think excellent job there. But as I said, the blood is in the water because they know every seat is precious here. And again, I just referenced two. There's Governor Northam, of course. There's any number on the other side. And this clearly was not some kind of slur or mockery. But, you know, and it's 2006. And these things are going to keep on turning up. So we'll see what happens with Lawler. What ought to happen is he's apologized and we move on. 855-839-1210. This app that we've been talking about with the border and illegal immigrants coming in and processing them, it was over 45,000 just in August being reported today. It's stunning, just stunning, these numbers. That's just one portal. It's almost hard to believe, but that's the tactic. That's exactly the tactic. Let's go to Ralph in Yardley on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Ralph. Good afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Always good talking with you. Listen, bottom line is this. I grew up in New York State in the Bronx. I've lived here a bunch of years. Mike Lawler is a never Trump Republican. He's only tempered his hate Trump talk because the tea leaves call for a Trump victory. He is a big clown who only got elected, defeated that Democrat Party held that seat for decades. He only got elected because of the anti-Cuomo, anti-Hochul, pro-Lee Zeldin.
Oh, okay. That aside, that means nothing to me, though, Ralph. We got to keep that seat. Don't you agree?
We need to elect as many Republicans as we can. But you cannot trust Mike Lawler if it does go down to one or two votes in the House. He cannot be trusted.
All right, the bottom line, though, is he's the best chance to win. Thank you, Ralph, with all due respect, okay? I don't care if he's never Trump or always Trump or at this point. We need that seat. You got to win that seat, and then we move on from there. I take your point after that. For now, it's winning the House. It's always about winning. Win first. That's what you have to do. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. Gary. Hey, Gary, good Friday to you.
Thank you. Good Friday to you guys and the rest of the crew. So I'm going to put in some New York into this call, and it happens to do with a show that you probably watch, but the younger guys haven't, but I'm pretty sure they saw the clip of Jim Ignatowski in the DMV, taking the test with all of his buddies, and he says to everybody, "What's a red light mean?" And they all go, "Slow down." And he says, "What's a red light mean? Slow down." And then it continues to go slower and slower. So my answer today is the DMV, the Department of Motor Vehicles.
That is a great one. They certainly deserve their reputation. Yes. That's what we're looking for. You can have a positive one or a negative one. The Mets fans certainly do this. All right, so Henry, what would you set the over-under at tomorrow? I set it at under 10,000. I'm going to take under 8,000 if we could calculate this. I don't think we're going to get as many of them as usual here.
No, I think, did you, first off, did you enter the ticket raffle to try and get tickets for this?
No.
Yeah, I think based on that alone and how many people didn't get it, there are going to be no Mets fans at this game, so I'll go even lower than you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I think we learned our lesson after the Knicks series, too, even though there is a different energy for the Sixers as there is the Phillies. There's more fandom for the Phillies, I'd say, right now than the Sixers,
yep.
So I think it'll be even less than that. I think you'll see specks of blue out there, but it's going to be a sea of red out there.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, these people are willing to pay $400 or $500 for a seat.
And do the travel and go, I don't know.
Oh, they travel, yeah.
I know they travel, but yeah. Are they going to want to, I'll say under 4,000.
Under 4,000,
yeah.
All right. We'll see tomorrow if you're watching a game, a little side thing there. See if you can come up with a ballpark figure. I think they've been here during the regular season, and sometimes they dominate. That's playoff baseball, though, is completely different. I mean, it is stunning. In 22, there was registers of things you hear with an earthquake. We know that.
Yeah.
How far away it was being heard from the stadium.
And like you referred to earlier in the show, if you got tickets and you want to sell them,
right.
Don't just sell them on a website. Tweet them out at 2008 Phils with a Z. That's John Foley. He's doing his part to make sure Phillies fans get Phillies tickets and keep the Mets out.
Great. Okay. Let's see how effective this is. It was particularly obnoxious, though, and Sixers, it showed their weakness there. The number of Knicks fans and how obnoxious they were, my God, particularly in the last game here, it was brutal.
Yeah, no, that drove me nuts.
It's going to be harder in a sea of people like this than in a basketball game, but and they never could do it in an Eagles game.
No.
You just couldn't. All right, 855.
Not like Giants fans would really be that loud anyway.
Right, exactly. But with the Eagles thing, you got no shot. You know you're not coming out of here alive. I mean, you're not going to try it. 855-839-1210. Get on board. Give us something that deserves its reputation. Well, the NFL is flying by, but you still have time to start the season with a big return on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. You get started with $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place that first $5 bet. You can have a same-game parlay any week that you want for the Eagles, for example. pick somebody, anytime touchdown. It would have been Jalen Hurts, I don't know, without the tush push, over rushing yards, under. There are a million that you can put into it. You know, usually three is a good number, but I don't know the limit on FanDuel and how much just by a small bet you can make. So visit FanDuel.com/Dom. Make every moment more. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner, too, of the NFL. You have to be 21-plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. So here's a tell. New York Post, DJ just sent me this. If you wanted the lowest price you could find for tickets to the two Citi Field games out of five, there are three here if we need five games to beat the Mets, is $175 before fees on Vivid Seats. Tickets start, though, at $222 before fees at Citizens Bank Park. $47 difference. It must give you an idea of the intensity of people wanting to go to the Phillies versus the Mets, you would think.
I think those numbers are down, too, because when I was looking, they were up at like $250.
Yeah, well, on New York prices, I mean, I never adapt to New York. Ro likes to go to New York, Henry, but as soon as I hit with the price, no, I'm not doing it. I don't care. It's just ridiculous. So $47 less, you can get a seat in Citi Field before fees than here in Philadelphia. 222, though, but God knows where that seat is.
Oh, no, yeah. That's like standing room only.
Yeah.
Like, if you want a seat, like even up in the nosebleeds in the 400 right. level, it's like 350. It's terrible.
Who in the world, though, let's take this. We know Bidenomics and all that. How are 42,000 people then, let's set a figure, a lot of them are paying over $300, and if there's two, there's 600 at parking and all that. How are they affording that? You know, are they able to afford it? Are they just nuts?
Taking out a loan.
It's a great question.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I can't condone that if you can't afford it. And then you're going to blame Biden. I mean, I want to blame Biden around the clock. As soon as the line at the Giant where we go is more than two people, I turn to Roe immediately and say, Biden. Because there's not enough workers. Immediately. It doesn't even take me a nanosecond. So I don't stand in line here. But can I blame Biden for people spending this money and they don't have enough to go to the game?
Yeah.
And I have a rooting interest in this. Now, if I could do it over again, maybe I would have inserted even more. When we got DJ and I were sitting right behind John Middleton.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And listening to Middleton yesterday with Joe DeCamera on WIP break down with emotion about how much he wants this, he'll do anything to win, et cetera. I think they're talking about bringing Juan Soto here next year if they don't win, which is preposterous.
That'd be incredible. I mean, I know the Mets are thinking the same thing, too.
Yeah, but I mean, the affordability now, it gets to be how many $300,000 guys? Well, he's a six probably, or half a billion.
At least. He's having an incredible season again.
Exactly.
I did pull up live ticket numbers if you want.
Yeah, go ahead.
Game one, cheapest is $231.
Okay.
Game two, cheapest, $260. Those are both in Philadelphia. Game three, cheapest now, $203. Game four, Dom, $167 you can get a ticket for.
Wow.
Then game five, $245. Game six, $275. Game seven.
But there's only five games here.
Well, yeah, what am I doing here?
Yeah. What are you looking at?
Yeah, no, that switched to NLCS after the five games.
Is the World Series over most likely before the election? I'm trying to see some angle here of who might show up at the Phillies game. I don't think they'll allow political figures to come here and be introduced at a Phillies game. Oh, that might be pretty tough. That might be nuts.
We need Chase Utley throwing out a first pitch.
Yeah.
I mean,
talk
about a Met killer.
Yeah,
that would bring the energy.
He was on national TV yesterday saying, I truly do hate the Mets.
Yeah.
So there was that. Yeah, I can understand that. All right. So it's, I hate the Celtics. And that goes back to years of just the stuff they did with the Sixers was beyond belief. I mean, just blatant cheating. Which, if I were in charge, okay, you did that when you're there. Wait till you come to Philadelphia and you see what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
They would overheat. The showers were cold. I would just take out all the benches, all the lockers, whatever, have bare floors.
I would do that for the Penguins.
Yeah, we might skimp.
Get them out of here.
We might skimp on extermination of rodents and all in that visitor's locker room. Too. I just couldn't get to it, you know?
Just let it fester.
Yeah, exactly.
Overflowing trash cans.
Yeah, exactly. Or toilets. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right, Linda is in Georgia. By the way, yesterday we released this engagement, meaning people calling in, an encounter it's called. Who were the leaders in that? And Joe of Exton is the most recent leader. I started getting emails from some people saying maybe they are going to up their encounter. I don't know. Even the encounter thing now is fought. When we come up with the caller of the year this year, this is going to be a battle beyond belief.
Do we include the stats with the names?
Oh, yes. Yeah, now they're going to have their own. I want to get a card made for the top four callers of the year.
That would be awesome.
And on the back, put their stats, put their favorite sayings, and why they're in there. Oh, yeah.
That's good idea.
Oh, yeah. I think we could do that. Yeah. So, of course, the Earl of Tacony was the caller of the year last year. I don't know.
Well, the listeners out there trading. Oh, could you Leslie for Joe?
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to Linda in Georgia. She's got a great question. Let me see if I can answer. Hey, Linda, welcome in.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom.
Afternoon, Linda.
All right, my question is, because I haven't heard or seen anything about it, is there a plan in process to get voters to the polls in these hurricane-devastated states?
Well, I would say in North Carolina, with Governor Cooper and the Democrats, there's not. They're wishing people can't get there because that's a rural red Trump area that's the most hard hit. But the next Republican, like Whatley and the others we get on, I'm sure they're cobbling something together to take care of this and to be able to do it. Now, we have enough time. We got about a month. But it's a great question. That's the only way I could see Trump losing North Carolina. The counter to that. The counter is Biden Harris have been so bad during this. You think they'd pull out all the stops in these swing states, your state and North Carolina, that I don't see how they could win either one based upon their response.
Well.
So how does it feel? How does it feel in Georgia? How does it feel to you in Georgia?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm north of Atlanta,
okay.
And I didn't have any problems.
But I meant the election too. How's that feel to you in Georgia?
Well, other than Fulton and DeKalb counties, you know, the metropolitan Atlanta area. I mean, we in Cherokee County, this is very red out here. We are all about Trump.
Say this. When we look at what happened in 2020, the rules that have tightened things up and Kemp being with Trump today and the Kemp machine, he's got a good machine there, whatever you think of him. I think Georgia.
I like him.
Yeah. If it's not a lock, but it's becoming closer and closer, I will be very surprised if Trump doesn't carry Georgia. Even with all the problems the last time, he still only had that 13,000 vote deficit. So he's going to carry Georgia.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Linda. Thank you. Great question, though. Next time we get him on, we'll ask about that in North Carolina. I think I've always thought he'd carry North Carolina. And I'm not counting on Michigan. I think that gets to be kind of a pipe dream. That's tough. And so is Wisconsin. So you know what it means. It comes down to here. Can we do it? And here, it's going to be 2 or 3 days before we know. Let's go to Arlene in Cherry Hill. Hey, Arlene, you work at Citizens Bank. What do you think about what we've been talking about?
Well, that's why I called. You were saying about how people afford.
Yes.
And I was saying to the guy when I called in the course of the season, I see people come in. There'll be 3-4 adults, 4-6 kids. They're coming in. And I often think to myself, in this economy, I mean, it's great, But how are they, and I see repeat people, how are they affording to be able to come with their kids? You'll see them later. The kids all have the ice cream bowl or the T-shirt. It's got to cost a fortune. I'm very excited, though, about the playoffs. I was telling him how last year you had the night where we had the opener.
Right.
The Flyers, international soccer, and a playoff game. I had two guys come through the gate wearing hockey gear. And I'm like, aren't you at the wrong stadium? And they're, no. They said, we were over there. He said, we had tickets for there, but now we left to come here. They had tickets for both games.
That is incredible.
Unbelievable
what people will spend.
I love it, but that's why, I couldn't pay to go. I will be there, though, this weekend. Yay!
Thank you, Arlene. I have a great start tomorrow. Yeah, how do people afford that, particularly with the kids, et cetera? It is dawning, to put it mildly.
I was there 2022. The Phillies were in the World Series. Right. The Union were playing the MLS Cup Final.
All right.
And it was Flyers opening night. And I was at Xfinity. And, man, that was a scene.
Yeah.
That was a scene. I couldn't believe how many people. Yeah, like she said, we're just, you see a hot Flyers jersey and walk straight over to Citizens Bank Park right after.
Yeah, a sports market more than. But then again, you might waste that money and be spending it on Springsteen to bring that all the way back. Coming up, we'll play what Springsteen said. And there's a particular point in here. Where, how much does he have to do before you say enough? Henry and I, when Dan was in a phone, he couldn't hear us, certainly because of his rabbit nature here. We may have to put him in that soundproof booth again. It's like a $64,000 question.
Yeah, I heard you called out my wife.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the side topic answer today with this chain pizza, yeah.
Oh, that was yours. I said it was yours.
Oh, okay, yeah, good. Yeah, I thought you were calling out Maisie by saying
it. Oh, no, yeah. But it is. Yeah. What's yours, by the way, Dan?
How about Cybertruck owners, Tesla Cybertruck owners?
Yes.
They're all kind of, exactly. Let's just say the Hummer owners found a new vehicle.
okay.
Yeah.
Somebody or something that deserves the reputation.
One more while I'm on cars. Yes. How about Nissan Maximas and Nissan Altimas, especially here in Philadelphia? If they're trailing behind you, you know they're going to try to pass you in the median at some point.
Okay. I'm thinking of ones, too, the positive ones, and I have several people in mind who are just...
I got one. Can I take it off?
Yeah, go ahead.
Do you think I can take it off? The meta answer of the caller that we think is really earned his reputation and deserves it?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Joe of Exton.
Yeah, Joe of Exton. Yeah, he deserves that honor. I don't know if he'll be the car of the year. This is going to be a battle down to the wire. I think there will be political graft and drop boxes involved.
But the reputation of a guy sitting by the fire smoking that long pipe with his ascot on, he's really living that dream.
I'd like to have a drop box to see how many people would show up and put in a vote for the car of the year. Might have to have security on that 24 hours a day.
Someone up outside the building?
Outside the building here, downtown Philadelphia. I could see somebody stuffing 50 votes in
there. Can we get Dropbox watchers?
Yes, exactly. We'll put Democrats in charge of it. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's talk batteries plus bulbs. My buddy Roy, for years we've told you about them.
Somehow Jimmy Matthews ended up the winner, Dom.
Can you imagine? That's it. I'm not announcing.
The Democratic poll watchers, you know.
And Earl is, even if he loses this time, I still would call him caller of the year, not former caller of the year.
Didn't mean to interrupt you there. Sorry.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, Mount Laurel, Route 73 in Northfield on Tilton Road, Roy is looking for help. We've told you about Batteries Plus Bulbs, anything you need in that field, any business, anything with tech, anything technological you need fixed. I don't care what it is. They power it, they light it, and they fix it. But man, the demand to people, our listeners, is such that Roy needs people at both stores. Handy do-it-yourselfer would be ideal. It's a great low-pressure part-time job. So if you live customer service as he does, you need to talk with Roy. Call 856-638-0778. 856-638-0778. Remember, too, for all of your needs or anything that you have a question about, call them right now. Roy or one of the staff will get right on it with you. Batteries Plus Bulbs, Mount Laurel and Northfield. All right, I'm a taxpayer, Big Mouth Media member, and yet some pesky Secretary of State Al Schmidt, who's out there with a big mouth, telling us constantly that the election won't be decided for days here in Pennsylvania afterward. Dan, he's unavailable to come on the Dom Giordano show to tape at midnight, 2 in the morning, yeah, go over
so,
his house.
So this is what happened. So we now have Henry on the team, too, which means our effort has become even more relentless in trying to get the secretary on.
Okay, one note before you go forward. I'm going to tag in DJ. DJ, if you're listening, Al Schmidt.
Well,
let's see what happens.
Let me tell you what happened, because for a while, they just weren't responding to me alone, but then Henry gets involved, and they start responding again. We're trying to get him on just for any kind of update on voter integrity, and we offer time. It started 9 days ago, eight days ago they respond. 2 days ago, we send another response asking for another interview, unavailable. So I essentially said, look, guys, we just want Secretary Schmidt on. It doesn't matter when, where, just bring him on the show. It's an evergreen topic. We'll delve into it whenever the secretary's free. Anytime, gave him the times that would work. We'd also be happy to tape this new availability within the live window, kind of something we normally do when booking guests. Here's the response that we got. I'll read it verbatim from the office. Hey, Dan, unfortunately, the secretary's calendar is booked through the election, and he won't be able to do this interview. Thank you again for the invite. Apparently, we're booking now months in advance. Well, a month in advance.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. Please send back immediately to him, Dan. We'd like to have him on the day after the election. Let's see what the response is.
All right, sending it out
right now. Thank you very much. My point being, that might even be better to have him at that point when the counting's still going on, because the day of the election is when he's booked up till. You know, we can get ridiculous. We can say, let's look at 2025. Can you imagine?
You can hear me typing over here.
That's right. That's exactly.
So we'd like to have him on the day of, after the election. Would he happen to be free then?
Can you imagine, Dan? And this,
we're wide open.
Yeah,
okay.
This guy is in charge of deciding, in some ways, the election, because he has to be rock steady here in what he does, the infrastructure of this, and he can't handle talking to me.
Now, do they just hate me? Should I get Henry to make this response? Because he's CC'd on this email. And
Sure. Let's see if they do it with Henry. Yeah, man, let's try that.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
All right, because I'll put it up on the screen for you just to essentially copy on your email.
And then realize if I call in DJ and there's a bounty, like DJ, if you get him on, it's $100. God knows what might happen.
Oh, we're putting bounties now?
Yeah.
And like completely legal ones. That's talking about like getting guests on the show. We're not talking any kind of violence or anything.
No, no. It's an incentive, a bounty to you, not to Al Schmidt. Yeah. We're not talking about that in any way, shape, or form.
Sean Payton is not joining the show.
Yeah, that's right. All right. Tom Fitton is joining the show, though. We haven't talked to the guy from Judicial Watch, for my money, the best around election integrity issues. He's got a new book, Rights and Freedom in Peril from the Left. We'll talk with him about the book. But what does he say? What are they going to do? These are the Freedom of Information Act guy. These are the guys well-heeled that are in federal court constantly protecting our rights. He hasn't been on in a couple of years, I think. He's next here. And Al Schmidt, we'd love to have you on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.